Hi, I'm Guy Cook, and I was wondering the other day, is Zoom safe to use? You know, due to the pandemic, everybody was housebound, and they adopted Zoom for their meetings and online presentations and so forth. So the other day, I got to wondering, is Zoom safe to use right now? And well, I got this Google document you can see right here on the other side of me, and it's got the links in there that resulted from that query about Zoom being safe to use and the different opinions that were brought up. Even got the link to the security bulletin from Zoom itself. Okay, so the alternative, what I'm using right now to make this presentation, is called whereby.com. It used to be another name, and it evolved to be in Whereby, and I've got this video that we're doing right now. It'll be on the YouTube channel, and I've got the link in the show notes. If you go to the guyrcookreport.podbean.com and then look for this, is Zoom safe to use, 6 privacy issues to consider link, there in the show notes, bazinga, you're going to be right there looking at this content, and I hope that's going to work for you. The things to consider in this Freedom of the Press Bulletin, what we need to know about whereby.com. Okay, the one that I'm saying, well, it might be the one to go to. It's going to look like this. Their content comes up. Well, of course, they ask for support. And their content comes up, and it talks about all the rivals to Whereby, the people like Zoom and Google Meet and Jitsi and Search and so forth. And it explains the table of contents. Used to be called Appear.in. That's the name I couldn't think of. It's a little company based in Norway. An experience I had with that, I pay for the system, and my online bank, any payment that comes out of the bank account that goes overseas, as in Norway might be that, they go tilt. We can't approve that. It could be a security hack, etc., etc. So, in this instance, they've loosened up a bit now, but years ago, I had to go down to the bank in person so they could see my face. Couldn't do it on the phone. In person, and tell the bank manager, yeah, that $14 expense, that's okay. You can do that. It's not a hack. So, they have evaluated all the security properties and they've spelled it out here in this document. I'm just zooming through here real quick. But you can see they've got a pretty extensive job done at Freedom of the Press. I want you to take the time to take a look. Consider using whereby.com. Try it out. There's a free version that you can have up to like 4 users. So if you're doing a face-to-face with just one person, bazinga, it's there. I want to thank all the time that you've devoted to this episode of the Guyer Cook Report. I hope that link helps you out in some way. Thanks to the patrons who support this effort. It's a wrap.